Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Golden Black Radio as we take a look at this week in Purdue Athletics. Here's your host, Kyle Sharp. Purdue is through its first three practices as it's in the beginning stages of its prep for the 2021 season, but injuries have been too much of a storyline early. We'll break that down, plus other notes from the first few sessions on Gold and Black Radio. Kyle Charters here with Tom Deanhart. We were hanging out at practice, Tom, a little bit earlier. Man, I hoped that as unfortunate as it was, Mark Hagan taking an errant football off his face might be the worst injury we saw of the day. As it turned out, it was not. Purdue suffering what looked like it could be a pretty bad injury this morning with Samisi Fakasiecki injuring what looked like a knee, maybe lower body. We'll wait to find out exactly. But, man, it's been a few injuries that have piled up here early on in these practices for Purdue.
Yeah, they had a pretty good collection of guys on the sideline to start practice today, guys who weren't participating because of, like you said, Kyle, injuries. Talking about Tyler Witt, the projected starting right guard, Marvin Grant, supposed to start the safety spot. He's been out. Niles Beverly, Marcellus Moore. It seems like it's been kind of a lengthy list. Maybe it's like this every year, but who knows? But again, yeah. The big one, as you referenced, Samisi Fakasiecki, super senior, a guy who's well respected in that locker room. He's a leader. Everybody looks to him. Again, a trusted teammate. Boy, it was tough, like you said, to see him go down sort of late in practice. He was writhing in pain, and you could hear his cries. They were very audible from the sideline perch that I was at, and just a kind of a scene you don't like to see. And got very quiet, real still, fell over everybody there. They brought a cart out, assisted him off the field. Of course, everybody surrounded the cart and wished Samisi well, but Now we wonder and wait, right? How serious is this injury? Hopefully it's not serious, but again we'll find out later. I guess if there is any positive turn on this, is Purdue does have some linebacker depth. If for some reason Fakasiecki's out for a while, but we'll have to just wait and see on that, I guess.
Yeah, sort of cries that were a mix between physical pain, anger and disappointment, I think, for Fakasiecki.
Yeah.
There, getting injured during a practice has got to be an extremely frustrating thing, especially when you're, as you said, a super senior who is, maybe getting his best opportunity to be a starter this season. Just disappointing. Was nice to see the team sort of rally around him, and you can tell how respected a guy he is. I always hesitate on how much to make of injuries during the preseason, because they do happen, and you never know whether it's more than is typical or is typical or is less than typical or what have you. But Purdue does have some spots out on the field where it is a little bit thin on depth. Offensive line, being one area now where you feel like Purdue is a little bit thin on depth, and we didn't think that was going to be the case even a few months ago. Clearly running back, Purdue a little bit thin on the depth, anywhere in the secondary. Is there any one of those that sort of stands out to you as being an issue here early on this season that you do have to particularly look at in terms of injury situations and know that Purdue does not have a whole lot of margin for error?
I think they'll be okay at running back with Xander Horvath, with King DeRue, and I've liked what I've seen of number 38, Dylan Downing, the kid from Carmel, Indiana, by way of UNLV. He's just a preferred walk-on at this point, but I think he has a chance where if he had to play, I think he could do okay. And they give the true freshman, Jaquez Cross, some looks as well. So to me, Kyle, it's offensive line and cornerback without a doubt, especially the offensive line. We've heard all offseason about the emphasis and the need to run the ball better, to be more physical. They've got to get more balance offensively, and that starts with being able to run the football, which has been a struggle of late for this program, especially in those short yardage situations. Third and one, fourth and inches, and in the red zone, too. When everybody in the stadium knows you want to get those 6 inches or a yard, you can't get them. And now, oh boy, the attrition that's taken place on that line within the last 4 or 5 months has really chipped away at that depth, Kyle. They've seen veterans like Will Bramble and Mark Stickford, have to retire from football because of back injuries, and Kyle Jornigan is another one. And also, Kyle, Sam Garvin, who was a starting center last year, he's dealing with a back issue that threatens his career. So you're looking at 4 veterans that were going to help fill out that depth chart that aren't going to be part of that line this year. So it hurts, and I think Purdue's starting 5 is good. I think the one reserve, Cam Cray, can start if they need to. I think they feel comfortable with the 7th player, Dave Monet. But after that, buddy, after those 7 players, the experience factor really falls off on that offensive line. You'd be forced to play a very young player.
Yeah, it's frustrating, too, considering I think at one point during the offseason, Purdue had 8 guys coming back on the team who at least had started 1 game. And now you're down to, you know, 7 guys that you feel comfortable with, and one of those 7 is coming back from a major injury next year. It's certainly something to watch for. We know the quarterback situation with the 2 guys, Aiden O'Connell, Jack Plummer, competing at the top to become the starter. Look, I'm fully on board that one of those 2 guys is going to be the starter, and I think we both talked about how we feel like there might be a little bit of an O'Connell lean there, and I think that maybe has shown itself here a little bit during the first 3 days of practice, at least, you know, when I was out there a little bit today. However, it's hard not to have your eyes go toward Alimo as well, right? I mean, he looks the part of a quarterback. He's big. He can move a little bit. He can certainly throw the football. You know, his time might not be now, but he does look like he has the tools to be a quarterback at this level.
He's got the hair I want, Kyle.
Yeah,
you're
looks
right. He's
a little
like big
sunshine
kid,
out there, doesn't he?
Exactly right. We talked to the quarterbacks a few days ago, and yeah, he's physically a big kid. When you watch him throw the ball at practice, you know his arm is legit. I still think, though, you know, if he's playing this year, things have really gone off the rails, I think. No offense to Michael, but I still think he needs some seasoning, and Purdue's got 3 options ahead of him who I know for sure the staff would feel comfortable playing any of those 3 guys, and Plummer, O'Connell, and Austin Burton, the transfer from UCLA. I tell you, I go back and forth now almost every day, Kyle. Is it going to be O'Connell? Is it going to be Plummer? I was leaning O'Connell. I still think the more I watch and hear, I still think the need to have a quarterback who can run the football is very important this year, given some of the issues on that offensive line. And I think if you're a quarterback who can run a little bit, I think that's going to give you maybe an edge in this derby. Aiden O'Connell's not the most athletic guy. He may throw the best ball, but again, Plummer and Austin Burton, they definitely can run it better than Aiden O'Connell. So if that really does matter, maybe a guy with some wheels has a little bit of an edge here.
So are you leaning the other way now?
I guess that's what I'm trying to say in a long-winded way. Maybe I'm a slight Jack Plummer lean now after being a slight Aiden O'Connell lean for a few weeks there.
Yeah. Interesting. What will you be next week, Tom?
Austin Burton.
Yeah,
I'll work my way down to Lamo. Just give me a couple more weeks.
There you go. Yeah, I mean it's hard. I don't know. No, I think they can win with either one of those guys. Is the most important thing. Now, will they win with either one of those guys? That's yet to be determined. But I don't think I think that we've had seasons where that race and competition has mattered more to what Purdue's end result will be. I'm not sure that that's the case this year. Does that make sense?
Yeah, these guys, you can win with both. They're not all-American quarterbacks, but you can win with them. The offense isn't going to be totally, you know, incumbent on the success of those quarterbacks, although they have to play well. We all know that, but they don't have to be superstars. Yeah. They don't have to be Trevor Lawrence here. So I get what you're saying. There's plenty of skill around whoever is the quarterback, right? Look at the receiving core. I mean, it's a great setup for any quarterback, right? Look at the tight ends. There's a depth of great talent there, too. I think I've said before that the running backs are good enough. So, again, the quarterback is going to have plenty of weapons to make himself look better, for sure.
Talking to Tom a little bit about the first few days of Purdue's practice as it gets set for the 2021 season. Let's take a break, Tom, come back, talk about a few of the guys who have stood out to us through the first few days. We'll do that coming up next on Gold and Black Radio.
It's time to boiler up and join the Bronze Squad by gearing up with the best selection of Purdue apparel in stock only at Follett's. Visit the Black and Gold Mine store across from Mackey or Follett's Purdue West on State Street for the best game day apparel from Nike, Columbia, Champion, Cutter and Buck, and more. Shop Follett's late on game day weekends. Follett's has been your Purdue game day stop since 1945. If you can't make it to the game, shop online at FollettsPurdue.com.
On the far end of Main Street in downtown Lafayette, you'll find East End Grill, industrial and classic. The restaurant is built like a steakhouse, but handles like a bistro. East End Grill's menu includes creative starters, simple chopped salads, burgers, fresh fish and steaks, and the signature shrimp and grits. The staff prepares every item from scratch and emphasizes simple meals that incorporate fresh, local, and seasonal ingredients. A warm and inviting dining room features a cozy bar that includes a great selection of craft beer-inspired cocktails and a robust and expanding wine list. Whatever your entertainment needs are, a cocktail at the bar, dinner with family, or a special event in the private dining room, the energized and attentive staff is here for you. East End Grill and downtown Lafayette, welcome to our table. As we've waited to 2021, JFQ Lending is extending an exclusive offer for Gold and Black members to take advantage of historically low mortgage rates. JFQ Lending will cover any out-of-pocket costs for an appraisal when required. In addition, they will cover the underwriting fee of $1,365. JFQ Lending has a Better Business Bureau A rating with more than 2,000 reviews. They work with top lenders and do the hard work of finding the best deal for you. If you're curious whether refinancing your mortgage is a good decision, reach out to Andrew Hogberg today. Call 480-478-0257 or email Andrew at ahogberg, A-H-O-G-B-E-R-G, at jfqlending.com. Gridiron Metalworks is your go-to for grill grates and griddles and home and office decor branded to your favorite team, Purdue. Browse the designs that incorporate Purdue's logo and the Boilermaker Special in stainless or carbon steel, as well as other outdoor goods such as planters, flower pots, and fire pits. This is your solution for the hard to shop for and even featured on Purdue alum Brian Cardinal's grill. Visit gridironmetal.com.
Welcome to Golden Black Radio as we take a look at this week in Purdue athletics.
Kyle here with Tom talking a little bit of football as Purdue enters its first full week of training camp. Tom, before we jump into some of the guys who have stood out, if you would have taken an errant football off the face like Mark Hagan did today, he did not move. What a tough – I mean, just stood there, took it, stayed upright. Got checked by medical personnel, stayed in the game. If it were me, and maybe if it were you, I would have been laying in the fetal position, crying, and probably up back on my feet again about an hour later.
They'd had a helicopter me out of there, Kyle.
Yeah.
Picked me up, airbagged me down to Indianapolis probably. So, yeah, Mark Hagan, the ultimate tough guy. I'm not surprised. You're not surprised. Anybody knows Mark knows. He is the ultimate tough guy. That's part of what makes him a tremendous coach. So yeah, that was tough. He was shaken up a little bit. Who wouldn't be when you get an errant football kicked it? Apparently hit you square in the face. So yeah, unfortunate. But Mark, speaking of Mark, he's done a great job with that D line. One of the better assistant coaching hires Purdue's had in recent years. Really has that group playing well. I think you may have some reservations, but I think the line's going to be okay. Yeah, there's some new players at tackle, but I still think you got plenty of guys that can make the tackle spot work with Bryce Austin and DeMarge Lewis from Indiana and Prince Boyd, the junior college transfer. Of course, veterans like Branson Dean and Lawrence Johnson and Greg Hudgens. I think there's enough there for Mark to work with on the interior. You couple that, Kyle, with the ends. Of course, Big George. And then you have your Leo spot, which is Kyden Jenkins right now. Jack Sullivan can play both end spots. I think there's some tools there and some personnel that can make that line pretty good.
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about the interior, just because we, you know, we don't know. Now, we know some of those names, but they've been sort of in backup roles. So, you know, we'll see if Lawrence Johnson, Branson Deans, and others can, you know, fill into those spots as starters. I will say this about the defensive line. I have, you know, watching practice today, and now you always have to say this early on in training camps because defensive lines have the advantage over offensive lines when they're not yet in full pads. But it does seem like that defensive front is pretty active for Purdue, and you do have some guys up there, you know, George Karloftis being a number one, who can get to the quarterback, and maybe Purdue can be a little bit more active, needs to be a lot more active, but at least a little bit more active than what it was last year in its defensive front.
Got to pressure quarterbacks. No, he's not going to get sacked, so he's got to pressure those guys and make them uncomfortable, get them out of the pocket, right? Force some bad throws, create some turnovers. That's the bottom line. And, yeah, Big George, boy, he looks awfully good, man. He really continues to transform his body. You couple that with a want-to that's off the charts, and he looks primed for a special season. Now, Kyle, there's a big X factor hanging over that line, and his name's DeMarcus Mitchell. Any day now, I guess they're going to find out. But it's just a situation with the team, if he's going to be on the team or not. I'll just leave it at that. In the interim, he was helped off the field on Saturday. A couple players, coaches helped him off. And he has some dehydration problems, and that's something they're going to monitor as well. So, you know, number 15 is an awfully good player, and he's the guy that – I was really supposed to be the number one Leo, so this time next week we'll find out a lot more about DeMarcus Mitchell and his general availability for this fall.
All right, let's talk some guys who have stood out. One to me who did today is Milton Wright. We spent a lot of time, Tom, talking about David Bell, but, man, Milton Wright is a pretty good receiver in his own right and made a couple of nice catches. One down the sideline, and maybe even a better catch than the deep one down the left sideline was one that he caught in traffic behind a linebacker in front of a safety across the middle. And for a guy who, you know, has had some drop issues, though not as many last year as he did when he was a freshman, those two catches in particular really stand out. And, I mean, he gives Purdue another guy who's maybe even a better downfield threat than David Bell is, and David Bell's a pretty good downfield threat, but another guy who can just throw the ball up to, and he can go and get it. I mean, he's a pretty good weapon that we don't really talk as much about, maybe as we should.
Yeah, and he was doing that with a red mesh jersey on today. He's been dealing with a little knee issue. A lot of guys wouldn't even try to make a go of it in practice with such an issue. Milton Wright is still out there, and that tells you all you need to know about his toughness. And you're right, he's really been impressive this camp. And for the yin and the yang, David Bell and Milton Wright, what a tandem that's going to be. T.J. Sheffield in the slot, Jackson Anthrop in the slot. And don't forget about the Marshall transfer, Brock Thompson. I think he's going to play a big role for Purdue as well. Look for them to try to move David Bell around a little bit just to try to keep defenses guessing on where he's going to be and get him some free releases on the line too. So good choice in Milton Wright. Defensively, O.C. Brothers continues to turn my head. I heard a lot about him in the spring when he arrived from Auburn. Of course, a speedy linebacker, about 220 pounds. We talked to him today. He's a really engaging young man and has a chance to play a lot of football. I mean, good thing they have him now with them needing to tap into more of their depth. So OC has looked very good. Jalen Alexander, Kyle, he's not been running with the first team. That's just because he's coming off hip surgery. He missed the spring, and they sort of want to ease him in. They don't want to overload him right now, give him too many reps. Long story short, he's going to be a starting linebacker when it's all said and done. As a matter of fact, Kyle, he can end up being your Mike linebacker. He's being cross-trained. He's really a will, but he can play Mike. He's continued to be trained at Mike. And he could be the guy if Sinise's out for a while. Kieran Douglas is another guy who could maybe slide in the middle linebacker spot. He's the actual number two guy. And maybe a guy like Jacob Wahlberg, a sophomore. So those are some guys that sort of turned my head so far in August.
Corey Trice, the cornerback, certainly looks the part. Can he play the part? We'll find out. I mean, he's had some highlights during his first couple of years as a cornerback for Purdue. Probably needs to be a little bit more consistent band. But when you look on the field, he definitely stands out. I mean, he's a big physical cornerback. Purdue has not had a whole lot of those over the last couple of decades.
Yeah, 6'3", 215 pounds. He really came to Purdue as a safety, and they switched him to cornerback right before the start of his redshirt freshman season in 2019. He adapted right away, and he may be a future pro. It's going to be a big year for him. They want him to be more aggressive, and that scheme's going to play to that. So we'll see how he continues to evolve. Cornerback I talked about earlier as being maybe a concern. You know, Dedrick Mackey's back as a fifth-year senior. Jamari Brown's a transfer from Kentucky. He's been out, Kyle. He's dealing with a hamstring issue. He's been on the field the last 2 days, but doesn't participate. Number seven, he's a guy, another big cornerback who I'm sure they want to get on the field. They got to get him healthy and get him out there because Niles Beverly, another young cornerback, has been dealing with a knee issue that could keep him out a while.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Tom.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll put a wrap on this podcast. That's next. This is Golden Black Radio.
Often, things are worth more than they seem. For Purdue grad and NASA astronaut Jerry Ross, incredible value was found in the Purdue Alumni Visa. Not just because of the exclusive Purdue card designs, but for the unlimited cash back and out-of-this-world Visa benefits. Discover the official Purdue Alumni Visa credit card. Apply today at PurdueFed.com. Purdue Federal Credit Union. Belong where you have worth. Federally insured by NCUA.
Golden Black Radio is brought to you by Home Field Apparel. Home Field makes premium collegiate apparel with vintage Purdue designs with incredibly soft and comfortable clothing printed and owned in Indianapolis. That's homefieldapparel.com for your premium Purdue apparel with vintage designs. Check it out today. The Charters team at RE/MAX Ability Plus is your experienced real estate group in Greater Lafayette. If you're looking to list, buy, sell, upsize, downsize, or anything else, give me a call or text, 765-412-5217. Or email Kyle at chartersteam.com.
Welcome to Golden Black Radio as we take a look at this week in Purdue athletics.
That's the podcast for this week. Much more on the site, goldenblack.com. News and analysis of Purdue's first several training camp practices. And, of course, those will go all this week as well. Be sure to log on there, Gold and Black. All right, that'll do it for the podcast. Thanks to our sponsors, as always. And for Tom Dienhardt, I'm Kyle Charters. Thanks for listening. This is Golden Black Radio.